All right, good morning and welcome to today's stock market update for Tuesday, December 14th. And markets are lower again on worries about the Omicron variant and also the Fed meeting on Wednesday. We had the important PPI data coming in this morning. We'll take a look at this. Yesterday, we had a meme stocks meltdown, GameStop down 15%. AMC also down 15%, Bad Bath & Beyond more than 6%. So we'll take a look at this of what happened there and if it's continuing today. Yesterday, rough day for travel stocks, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, United Airlines down. So we will take a look at this and much, much more. Okay, now if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. I'm a professional trader and every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and also reports. And then we take the most important news and go live here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. Now, if this is your first time here, I know that can be a little bit overwhelming, so don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I'll link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Now, joining me is my head coach, Mark Hodge, who has 24 years of trading experience, and together we have helped thousands of regular people understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money way beyond what your typical financial advisor will do. Now, with this intro out of the way, Mark, how is it going this morning?
I'm doing great, Marcus. Markets are looking a little sketchy, though.
Markets look a little bit different here today. Absolutely. So let's talk about first what happened yesterday, because yesterday, I mean, the S&P 500 was pulling back. The Dow was pulling back. Also, the NASDAQ. I mean, yesterday, everything's pulling back a little bit.
Exactly. After Friday's strong finish and things looking pretty good, the S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ all closed lower on Monday to start the week. The NASDAQ, the biggest loser of the group, down 1.4%. So a decent slide and finishing near session lows.
Yeah. And I mean, so there's... I thought that there were two reasons, but you just brought up that there could be a third reason. So the two main reasons right now is still what's going on with this Omicron variant, right? Will it affect our economy? And this is where California is now to reinstate indoor mask mandates. And this is where traders don't want to hear it, and investors, they don't want to hear that we are going backwards here, even though it might be necessary for the variant. But this is where, okay, there is probably an impact. Then we talked about it. We have the all-important Fed meeting tomorrow. And you had another idea of what could happen here right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of this is profit-taking ahead of the Fed, right? So markets don't like uncertainty. And we had that reaction to Omicron at first. And a real quick, you know, rally back, things looking strong at the end of the week. And now, as we head into this week, we know that the biggie is the Fed. And PPI data came in lower than expected, higher than expected. You want to talk about that right now or later?
We can talk about this right now. Okay. Sure, why not?
So, you know, this is fueling the fire, right? So there's no doubt that this is fueling the fire. Here we see PPI data up 0.8%, the forecast 0.5%. And then we also have core PPI. So this excludes food and energy, up 0.7% versus 0.4%. And this is a higher reading than expected. It's actually the highest reading since they've been tracking PPI, the producer price index. Fastest pace on a record, that is, and above the 9.10% year over year that was expected. So this is higher than expected. But you had just mentioned, hey, CPI data just came out higher than expected. You know, was it really that much of a surprise?
Yeah, and I mean, we can take a look at how the E-minis are reacting to this if we switch over to a 5-minute chart here. And we go to the E-mini S&P. We see that PPI data was released and markets are acting surprised and say, really? It came in higher than expected? I mean, guys, what do you think? We already came in with the CPIs higher than expected. But yeah, the E-mini S&P here losing in the past 30 minutes here, now down 0.6% approximately as we're going into the opening. The Nasdaq down a whopping percent and the Dow down 0.26%. So the Dow hanging in there. And I mean, we talked about this before of why the Nasdaq is getting hit the hardest. Because, I mean, higher inflation means that the Fed has to do something with interest rates. So we talked about it yesterday. They're probably hiking interest rates here as early as May in 2022, so next year. And this means for growth stocks, where there are many in the Nasdaq, that it becomes more expensive to borrow money, because many of the growth stocks need to borrow money to fuel their growth. And this will cut into their profit margins. And this is why typically the Nasdaq is the hit the hardest of these three indices when it comes here to talking about interest rates.
Sure. And the Fed essentially has a dual mandate, maximum employment and price stability. And when you have inflation, prices getting out of control, the Fed has tools to try and correct that and to help that. But yeah, I mentioned yesterday, I think that this one, the Fed is in a rough position, but they have to take a harder stance. And I don't think that the market's going to like it. But I also think part of this right now is with, you know, forward looking, thinking that that could be the case. There is some profit taking.
Yeah. Well, I want to take a look at the 50-day moving average, because this is an indicator that is being observed by many people. And if you're looking here at the Nasdaq, I mean, the Nasdaq was breaching the 50-day moving average, and they have done it, or the Nasdaq has done it quite frequently. So the 50-day moving average, I don't think it's that important in the Nasdaq, but definitely in the S&P 500. I mean, look at this. This is where we clearly see how the 50-day moving average is holding as support multiple times. Even if we have deep brief dips below, we're bouncing right back. And if we look at January earlier this year, or we're looking at March, or we're looking at May, end of May, then also again in July, it always held. And right now it's super interesting, because we briefly dipped below the 50-day moving average, but right now we are holding above. So let's see this retracement here that we could see this week, if it will actually reach the 50-day moving average, or if the 50-day moving average holds as support as it did here in the past.
Do you have a 50-day moving average for Bitcoin?
Oh, yeah. We want to bring this up.
Whoopsie.
That definitely looks different. I mean, with this risk off sentiment here, I mean, yeah, Bitcoin is getting hit here as well. So Bitcoin yesterday sliding below 48,000 again. And here it's definitely a completely different picture. Not only trading below the 50-day moving average, but also the 50-day moving average now pointing down. Typically, as we can see, what happens when it is pointing down means that this slide could continue. What do you think?
There's definitely been weakness in Bitcoin. And I thought that there would be a little more buying around, you know, 50 and with those levels. And it just hasn't happened. So Bitcoin, in my opinion, could see a little more of a slide.
Yeah. And this is where I just mentioned it in the intro. Let's take a look at the meme stocks here. So GameStop yesterday down 13.9%. So huge slide here in GameStop. And I mean, still holding up at a support level here. But we had a slide in GameStop, in AMC yesterday down 15%. And now pre-market trading down another 10%. And then also BBBY, Bad Bath & Beyond, yesterday down 6.5% in pre-market trading, 3%. So what's happening here, Mark?
I don't know, but I think you had a great Freudian slip there. You called it Bad Bath & Beyond. I like that one.
Yeah. I mean, this is just the risk off sentiment right now, right? Yeah. So this is where it goes back. The flight into safety. And this is why we are seeing that the Dow is not getting hit as hard as the Nasdaq right now. Also, as we go back to pre-market trading here, and the Dow only being down 0.3%, while the Nasdaq, we just talked about it, the mini Nasdaq now down more than 1%.
Yeah. I mean, Dow down a third of a percent is nothing.
Yeah. All right.
You're right.
Let's talk about some other stocks. Tesla. Got to talk about Tesla here. Tesla also yesterday, rough day, down 5%. And this morning, down another 3%. Did you see what happened there?
Yeah, good old Elon Musk sold another 906 million worth of Tesla shares on Monday, or at least a filing on Monday showed that. And that takes his total sales since early November when he started everything to 13 billion.
He keeps selling. He keeps selling. And he was named Person of the Year by Time Magazine.
Congrats, Elon.
Congrats. He's a smart cookie. And he announced it. He said on Twitter, hey, what do you guys think? Shall I sell 10% of my Tesla holdings? And he's following through with this, even though we talked about it. This was a plan that was a long time in the making.
A little premeditated.
Yeah, for sure. All right, what else is moving this morning?
Beyond.
Oh my gosh, this dog, it's up, down. So yesterday, let's talk about this, Mark, what happened yesterday and then today.
Sure. So the Beyond Meat, yesterday, I'm missing my notes yesterday, Marcus, but I know that...
Well, Taco Bell basically ditched them.
Oh, sorry, that goes back to Friday.
Oh, I thought, okay. Anyhow, Taco Bell ditched them and said, yeah, you know what, we're not moving forward. And then this morning, McDonald's said, you know what, maybe we'll move forward with you. And this is basically the curse of Beyond Meat here. If you take a look at the weekly chart and we see this just whipsawing like crazy, it's like, yeah, we partner with you. And no, we don't. So companies like Starbucks say, okay, we will serve the impossible, whatever, breakfast, whatever it might be with Beyond Meat. Then they decide to do their own thing. Then it is McDonald's who say, okay, we're doing this. Then somebody else says, we're stocking it on shelves. And so, I mean, it's going back and forth. And I mean, Beyond Meat is just getting whipsawed here. I mean, this range, you got to appreciate the range. It goes from 250 to 50. I mean, this is a huge, big range here.
Yeah, and maybe McDonald's could stop that free fall.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's the same like with Burger King. If McDonald's sees that this is working, why wouldn't they develop their own plant-based burger instead of relying on Beyond Meat, another supplier? I mean, McDonald's is not known for relying on suppliers. They like to have everything in-house. So this is where, for the test, they might use Beyond Meat and then ditch them in the same way as Burger King did and say, okay, we're doing our own thing.
Thanks for coming out. Hey, did you see Alcoa's up pre-market?
Let's see. Oh my gosh, up 2.7%. What's happening there? No earnings? What's the news?
So, you know, it was interesting because we've had a couple of mastermind traders trade the wheel on this recently, and it's had some nice support there. So that's been coming up in conversation. But they are up 4.2% because there's news that the stock will be added to the S&P Mid-Cap 400 index.
There we go.
So nice. It's going to replace Hillrom Holdings, which is being acquired by Baxter International.
Okay. Oh, talking about adding to an index, Lucid Motors got added to the NASDAQ, and they had a good day yesterday, up 4%, but no follow through today. After being added to the NASDAQ, up 4%, now down 3%. So a little bit all over the place.
Interesting with Lucid. Hey, you know, Pfizer, going back to this Omicron thing, it's like, gosh, you get one positive, you get one negative, two positives, and Pfizer down, you know, 0.6%. But I saw that they said their final study of its antiviral COVID-19 pill showed it to be 89% effective in preventing hospitalizations and death in high-risk patients. That's similar to what earlier studies had shown, but it just kind of backed the previous numbers. And it said that the drug appears to be effective against the Omicron variant.
All right. Okay, we shall see. All right, let's take a final look at where we will open off what's happening here going into the open. The futures markets are still sliding, so definitely pointing to a lower open. E-mini S&P here, E-mini NASDAQ down more than 1%. Dow still hanging in there. So we'll see. This will be another interesting day. And tomorrow is the big day because tomorrow is the Fed meeting. So today, markets on edge, nervous, maybe some profit taking here. I wouldn't be surprised if we had another down day. And then tomorrow, probably a quiet day until the afternoon when the Fed will let us know what their thoughts are and what they're planning to do. All right, we got to get ready for trading. If you would like to know how exactly we trade these crazy markets, I have a couple of videos that I'll link to right here. And please make sure to subscribe to this channel. This way you don't miss another video. And we'll see you again in tomorrow's Stock Market Update. Take care, everybody.
Happy trading, everybody.